This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're with The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng, together with Ibrahim Sani. And now we're going to look at the Globe's biggest news today. Ibrahim, what do we have on the menu?
So on the menu, we have McDonald's. We also have Volkswagen and their lawsuit. And of course, Michael Jordan scoring a win in China.
Oh, nice. Let's look at McDonald's. So they are to move their non-UX tax base so it doesn't... It's not going to offend Donald Trump. This is all due to non-US business from Luxembourg to the UK. This is apparently not, they say, to save taxes.
Yeah, this, which is odd, right? But they say that it's not to save taxes. They say that it is to simplify administration expenses and, of course, to reduce expenses in general. And McDonald's said that they have chosen the UK due to the significant number of staff it has in London. But, you know, I think this is just corporate speak because they have many other significant staff around the world. We're talking about 1.9 million employees. Why not choose any one of these many countries that they operate in?
Mm-hmm. So the UK tax rates, they say they're not about taxes, but let's look at the tax rate. So the UK tax rate is very low, right? I mean, this is the reason why a lot of companies are shifting their operations to the United Kingdom, not only through actual shifting of the operations, but through making acquisitions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this does throw some light into the tax laws in the European Union. We saw that the union is getting tougher on the corporations that flaunt their tax laws. The European Commission is actually investigating a lot of corporations and making life difficult for these companies. We've spoken about many of these companies, including Apple, including Amazon. So now the question is, does the Brexit make more sense now than it did, let's say, 5 months ago, right? And I think if the UK starts to become a competitor to EU, I think it's going to become more hostile to each other.
Yeah, I think that is a long way coming as the UK prepares all the legal documentation for Brexit. But interesting that you mentioned Apple, because they are still owing, supposedly, the European Union about 13 billion euros at this point in time. And this also reminds me of that conversation we had with Noor Hisham Hussain of the EPF a few days ago on the S&M show, when we were talking about the ringgit and trying to get into the minds of investors, of FDI investors, local investors, what makes them go into a certain country and therefore propping the currency of that country up. And I suppose we'll talk about Bank Negara later on. But Hisham was saying that, you know, one of the biggest recipients in the world for FDI are the tax havens. And there is this thing called the base erosion profit shifting. Basically, in simple terms, this means corporate tax avoidance. This is becoming such a big thing right now in trying to address this situation. And the OECD has actually come up with some measures as to how to deal with it. So corporates are also feeling the heat right now and thinking to themselves whether they should make this move as well.
Yeah, and this BEPS, or base erosion profit sharing, right? The EU is trying to clamp down on this two pieces of legislation that are focused on managing this particular law is being rushed through the EU Parliament. And I think they might want to see, we will see more corporations leaving the EU because of this, I suppose.
I don't know about that. I think it's a long legal process. But I also think that there is something to be said about keeping to the rules of remaining in the EU. Because our next news is about Volkswagen, and we know about the emissions scandal of the Volkswagen. And now the European Union has started some legal actions against seven nations, including the UK and Germany, because they have not taken actions against Volkswagen.
Yeah. So Volkswagen has had huge fines in the US over its what they call defeat-defy devices, basically things that they use to hide the true levels of emissions for their vehicles. And the EU has deemed seven countries, the UK, Germany, Spain, and Luxembourg, again, we see this country, as not being tough enough on Volkswagen. So if these allegations are true, what would be the motivation for these countries, right, to go not to go tough on Volkswagen? Because after all, wouldn't they want to benefit from being, you know, true law enforcers of the corporate world.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it's got to do with the economic situation right now. Do they want to impose all these big fines on a company like Volkswagen, which employs so many people? I think they got to get the policy right as far as that is concerned, because the EU is such a huge territory. How do you make countries stick to policy, stick to rules? We know about the problems of the so-called pig nations, Greece, Portugal, Italy. And these guys, to start it off with, existed in a plane of unevenness with Big Brother Germany, right? So at some point, they also couldn't keep to the rules. And then we talk about OPEC as well, having to rein in their members in the production cuts deal. How are these members in the long term going to stick to those rules when the lure of just selling oil in market and getting money? That's rules that are very hard to stick to.
You know, Julian, it's nice that you contrast these rich countries versus non-rich countries, right? Because the three countries that are part of the seven that's being fined by the European Commission includes Czech Republic, Lithuania, and Greece, which we know is not as rich as, say, Germany or France even. So they are being hauled up for not even including the possibility of fining Volkswagen over the potential violation. So I think there's the economic motivation for these companies not to go hard on these car makers. But at the same time, if the EU is making it hard within their own members, what is the possibility of EU being retained together as an economic bloc for the future?
You know, I think they have no choice, because if they were to give any force to the rules and laws, they would have to take action. I mean, you compare this to the actions of the United States and Australia. US has already been in negotiation for a $15 billion civil settlement with Volkswagen, and Australia as well, around about €2 billion is what they're thinking of fining Volkswagen. So the question is, will EU continue to show weakness in enforcement? We have some happier news in the sense that Michael Jordan has had a victory in China. Ibrahim, what's all this about?
Okay, so right now Michael Jordan can now use his Chinese name in China. That's all there is to it. And while
what do you mean
it
by
may
that?
Seem while it may seem trivial, it's actually this decision is actually a multi-billion-dollar deal. So the story here is that China has been selling merchandise using Michael Jordan's name in Chinese. Chinese Supreme Court has overturned the previous two rulings by some Beijing courts against Michael Jordan, saying that Michael Jordan can't use his Chinese name as a trademark. So now the court says that Michael Jordan's name has long-standing recognition in China, and therefore it has to belong to the man himself, and no other corporations can actually use that name without paying royalty to him.
So this is very significant, because China is known as a country with a lot of copycats, right? So the fact that they're saying this is good news, not only for Michael Jordan, but I suppose for other brands in the world as well.
Yes, but the ruling does not include any financial damages to Michael Jordan. So in retrospect, whatever income losses that Michael Jordan has...
Okay, you can't claim that back.
You can't claim that back.
But he's such a big name that he doesn't mind, because there are the future earnings to be made from that. And China is a huge basketball nation. Also, I think this raises the point about Chinese patents, because I think we covered the news from a few weeks ago that China is one of the biggest filers of new patents. But a lot of these are not apparently real innovation. It just involves tweaks to existing products. And so the question remains whether China is going to move into this new digital world with great innovation. Some say they are, others not. And this is a story that we will continue. Now, we will be back with more news, especially on the local business front. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.